we are going to enter now into a very, it's kind of deep and hard concept of that's in Rav Chaim Volozhiner's writing is very fundamental. And it's very nugea also to Yom Neroim. So I think we're going to spend a few days on it, okay, on this concept that he's building out right now. So it goes like this, okay? It goes like this. Just give me 1 second. This one's in from the door. 1 second. Okay, everybody, so I'm sorry about that. Sorry, just something came up in the Beis Medrash. Okay, it's Rosh Chodesh El, so we're back in the Beis Medrash. So, anyone that's learned with me in the Beis Medrash knows I get distracted sometimes. So I'm in my office with the door closed, but I have a lot of ears. So. Okay, so Rav Chaim Volozhiner is going to explain for us a concept which is very negea to over the Mishnah, but it's very negea the whole Davening Rosh Hashanah, and it's very negea davening in general. Moises, we had a conversation about this the other day, about Rav Chaim Volozhiner's philosophy to tefillah. Okay? The Mishnah says in Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis, it says, Have a mispalel b'shloima shel malchus shel molei meira yish Yisrael chayim b'lo. You should daven for the welfare of the government because people will eat each other alive, and we spoke about the pashup shot in the Mishnah, how that relates to what's going on today. But besides that, Rav Chaim Volozhiner says there's another thing it means. Have a mispalel b'shloima shel malchus. You should pray for the welfare of the malchus. Which malchus? The malchus shemayim. When you are asking for your own well-being, you should really have in mind the well-being of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's malchus, the kiddush Hashem of the malchus shemayim. What does that mean? He said when he gives such a powerful mashal to this. Okay, he says really. We should not be all worked up in thinking only about our own tzaras. We should really be thinking about the greater picture of the planet, of Earth, and how that fits in our role in the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that the function of the world is to bring out Kavod Shem Shemayim, and that we're here as subjects of Hashem, and therefore we should be praying for our welfare in the context of the malchus Shemayim. Okay? I'm going to give you two mishalim for this. One mashal is mentioned in the Siddur Agra. The Siddur Agra brings, in the davening of Rosh Hashanah, he brings a little piece here from Rav Chaim Volozhiner. In that piece, he brings a mashal from the Dubna Magid. The Dubna Magid was a contemporary of the Vilna Gaon. Okay? So the Dubna Magid said a mashal like this. He said, if there's a fire that brews in a city, and people come to put out the fire, there's two ways you could do it. You could either, every person goes to their house, pulls out the 5 most important belongings that they have, and run for their life. So what did they save? They saved their 5 most important belongings. What did they lose? The whole city. Right? Because everyone was focused on their 5 belongings, and no one was focused on getting rid of the fire. So, or you could have that everyone in the city gets together in the town square and says, guys, what's gonna be with the city? Are we just gonna let it burn down and everyone get the 5 belongings? No, everyone, let's get together and put out the fire. If we put out the fire, then not only will we all have our 5 belongings, but by working together and putting away aside our own personal, agendas, now we'll be able to put out the fire and we'll have the whole city. So he says that when a person is struggling with a tzara, so if each person comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, save me because I have my tzara, and this guy says, save me because I have my tzara, and this person says, save me because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listens to our tefillahs and all that. But is that what you want? What's the shirsh? What's the problem? The problem is the fire. You're not putting out the fire by doing that. You're saving your 5 belongings, and so is the guy next to you. We're in Golos. We're in Hester Panim. We don't see the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus. When there's going to be Mashiach, we're not going to have these tzaras anymore. We're not going to have these problems anymore. So put aside your 5 favorite belongings, and you put aside your 5 favorite belongings, come as a tzibor and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to reveal himself in the world and put out the fire of the Golos, and now there will be Kavod Shemayim in the world, and all of our problems will be solved. That's the mashal of the Dubna Magid. I think a more simple mashal to this, okay? That, you know, now the that's the simple quote unquote the simple mahalach of this, okay? But there's the Reb Chaim Volozhiner himself in the Ruach Chaim here gives a different mashal. And this is I never saw this mashal before. It's unbelievable what he says here. He says a little deeper than that pshat. Okay, the first pshat is, you know, we're basically davening for the the greater good, but we're davening for the greater good in the context of the Mashiach, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Really, there's another way to go about it. And the other way to go about it is as follows. He says, when we do an Avera, we are paining HaKadosh Baruch, we are causing pain to Hashem. And when Hashem punishes us, we're also caught paining HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When he sees that we are in pain, when he sees that we are suffering through the punishments that he has to give us, he's also suffering. Okay? And what we should be davening for is HaKadosh Baruch Hu shouldn't have to go through that pain and see us suffering. The pain that we cause you in our Averis, please allow us to behave in a way that shouldn't cause you the pain. It shouldn't cause the pain to the Malchus Shemayim. Very deep concept. But listen to this Moshe. The Moshe, I'm telling you, it's the first time I saw it tonight when I was preparing it. It's unbelievable. So the Moshe is like this. He says, there was a father has a kid. And the kid goes out and drinks and comes stone drunk. So that itself is total embarrassment to the father, total disaster. He gets stone drunk. He's having a good time, you know, the kid. He's out partying, whatever. He gets stone drunk. When that happens, he either drives, he gets into an accident, he falls into a hole, and he breaks his back. He's terrible pain, he's out, but he's in terrible matzah. They have to rush him to the hospital. He's got to go through a surgery, and he's recovering from the surgery, or he's still in the surgery, and then the alcohol starts wearing off, he starts waking up. When he wakes up, he's crying out of pain from the surgery. He's crying and crying from all the pain that the surgery that they're trying to do from the surgery. So he said that the father, when he hears the child crying, it hurts him that this child's suffering so much. And that pain they share, the father and the son share that pain, because the son has the pain, but the child also had the pain. But he said that there's another pain that only the father had, not the child. And that was the pain of the father watching the child get drunk to begin with. Because the father had that pain. He saw what was going on. He's losing his child. The child's getting drunk over here, and he's going to put himself in a situation he's going to get hurt. So the pain that happened to the child later, the father already cried when he saw the son drinking. He had already cried part of that pain. And then when he sees the kid drunk, and then he gets hurt, he cries again, and he shares that with the son, because now the son woke up and he feels that pain too. But the first pain the son didn't have, only the father had. So he says, when we pain HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're paining him in both ways. We do an Avera. Okay, so we're drinking, we're enjoying ourselves. We're in La La Land. We're out partying, we're doing our Averas, we're having a good time, we're doing whatever it is. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking at that. He's like, oh man, these guys are going to have to get punished. These guys are going to have to get fixed. I'm going to have to fix their neshamas now. I'm going to have to do something, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's punishments to us are not punitive. It's not like it's to help us. You know, you damaged your neshama. I gotta fix up your neshama. So you're going to have to go through a certain yesurim, a certain pain to fix up your neshama. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees us getting drunk, sees us, you know, partying, and he's getting pained by that. But he's crying because, first of all, you're getting drunk. Second of all, I see the pain that you're going to have to suffer in order because of this. And then when we're suffering it, we feel it, and he feels it too. But remember, but there was a first pain that we didn't feel, and he felt. So he says, when a person's davening, said the highest level to daven is to daven from the perspective of that we're causing pain to the Kavod Shamayim. By us doing this, I'm sorry that we had to go through this thing and cause this tzar to the Rabbeinu Shlomo. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't make me go, this that I'm suffering now, I'm suffering because of my actions, but my suffering is causing you undue pain. Let's not cause that suffering. Let's not make that happen. That's, he says, what it means. Have mispalel b'shloi mashal malchus. Daven for the welfare of the malchus shamayim. When you're having yourself in mind, when you're thinking, Hashem, give me parnasa. Well, why is Hashem holding back your parnasa? Because maybe there's something there that needs a little bit, you know, we need a little wake-up call. And that the fact that he has to give us that little tzar is hurting him. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is hurting you and hurting me. So take away the pain from us and from you. And you should be mispalel for the shalom of the malchus itself. So the Dubna Magid says it in a much more, you know, a quote-unquote simple understanding. Daven that, you know, not just for you, but for the greater good. Rav Chaim Volozhin is saying a lot deeper. He's saying is that there's a focus on the tzar of the Shechina along with our own tzar, okay? This is Rav Chaim Volozhin's point here. In the Nefesh HaChaim, he goes on it at length, but what I want to talk about at a later, you know, next week is how this fits into the context of the Rosh Hashanah davening. Because the Rosh Hashanah davening focuses on the tzar, right? We're sitting, you know, we're on Rosh Hashanah, and we ask Hashem, bring out your malchus in the world, reveal your king, your dominion of the planet. That's what we're davening for. Where does that fit in? Why? So that's this concept that we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to reveal his malchus. That's what we're praying for. So it fits into here. It's very apropos for the time, and I want to go into it a little more. But I think this mashal that he gave is like really an unbelievable mashal. And he says, this is why it says, Gevaldik HaPshad, he says, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, Ki Lokcha Miyad Hashem, Ki Flayim, B'chol Chatoisel. Says, you know, because we already got punished. There was already two that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had pain twice. That's what the pasuk says. On each avera. So the two levels of pain. One is at the time that you're doing the avera. Another one is on the tzar. So nachamu, nachamu. There's two levels of nechama that come out from this. That when we're all over, we and HaKadosh Baruch will get over both levels of pain. All right. So this is the concept. I want to go into it a little further, and we shall continue. Bezras Hashem. All right. It's very good to see everybody.
Thank you.
And what I would like